Vermont's Complete Streets Bill was signed into law 4 years ago. The idea? To make roads safer for everybody who uses them. A lot of people like the sound of that, but some city leaders in Rutland say the costs of compliance are now simply too high. At the same time, cycling advocates are arguing for stricter enforcement. BPR's Nina Keck has more.
Rutland's Door Drive has seen better days.
It's as bad a one-mile stretch of road as you'll find probably anywhere in the county.
Jeff Wenberg, Rutland's Commissioner of Public Works, says the city has applied 3 years in a row for state transportation money to repair the road. He says they'll hear next month whether or not they'll receive $175,000 in grant funding. That money is critical for rebuilding Door Drive, which Wenberg says will cost about $264,000, just over half the city's entire annual paving budget. But if the city adds 5-foot shoulders, which is recommended under the Complete Streets Law, it'll cost more than twice that. Adding smaller 3-foot shoulders would still cost more than the city can afford, says Wenberg. He says he's frustrated by what he considers an unfunded mandate out of Montpelier. Considering the low rate of accidents, Wenberg says widening Door Drive just doesn't make sense.
We have other areas of the city where the accident statistics are damning. And where if I had an extra $154,000, I would argue, might be far better spent if public safety was actually the priority.
But Susan Schreibman, a local transportation planner, says once you repair Door Drive, a popular biking route, motorists will drive much faster, making it more dangerous.
The reason why people travel that road slowly right now is because the pavement is in such poor condition.
Schreibman applauds the Complete Streets concept, but says the Vermont law lacks teeth. And she says awarding state transportation funds to projects that don't incorporate safety measures makes it easy for towns to postpone upgrades. But Sue Minter, secretary of the Vermont Agency of Transportation, disagrees.
We do support the municipal infrastructure to the best of our ability, but everything is a balancing act. And I think we certainly aren't the police of this program. It's really up to the municipalities, but it is not, by statute, our responsibility to enforce this.
And while lawmakers didn't add new funding to implement the Complete Streets Law, she says the state awards more than $100 million in road grants a year, and it's more than doubled the amount of funding for bicycle and pedestrian activity. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.